Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Apologies in advance for a hoarse-sounding voice. Nebraska ball is doing that to me right now. Been very busy cheering loudly at the games. I can't control myself because they're so good. Can't stop screaming and yelling and just enjoying it.
We have a lot to unpack.
Apologies,
but I don't know
what we're going to
do. Do we do that now, or
we'll get to that in a second? It was a remarkable evening.
It was a remarkable evening.
It was just a remarkable evening.
That's just the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I called sixth grade Sorensen early.
Yeah,
and it was sixth grade Sorensen at its finest, especially today. Just having this description. Of him and
Connor,
young Connor.
Yeah, we'll leave that.
Yes, incredible. Well, a couple things we probably have to go back to.
The group chat was good. Before the game was just absolutely unbelievable.
Tell us about that, Jake. Just tell us, paint the picture. You got down there about four.
That's the best part. I want to get to that. So I text Derek Bombeck because he told me
a vest and no neck.
He said, "Hey, at what time?" He said, if you go to the game, come see me at the end zone before. I said, okay, sure.
Okay, at the end zone.
I'm at my house at, I don't know, 5:45. I said, hey, what time are you heading down to the end zone? I said, well, I've been here since 4. The game was at 8. Bombeck, now not taking shots, but he said the place was packed at 4. Bombeck was pre-gaming the basketball game for 4 hours in the Haymarket.
Nice. I like that, Bombie.
Can't even imagine that.
I couldn't imagine.
I don't even have that.
Where would I be?
Oh, you'd be in the ER before the game.
I'd be in the ER. I'd have to go drunk into the ER.
Before the game, you'd be in the ER.
How could you idle chit-chat for 4 hours?
Yeah, exactly. You think they're going to run the 2-3 again? I don't know.
Just run out of things to say? Yeah.
What inbounds play you think you guys are looking at here? Hold on, is that an Oregon guy over there? Is that an Oregon fan?
Dana Altman's wife did make an appearance at the end zone. I did not talk to her, but I said, hey, Derek said, that's Bomba. He knew. So Bomba said, that's Altman's wife right there.
I'll be done. Nice. My mom plays bridge with her.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. What a world. Okay, so Bombie was there at 4 o'clock.
So you met up with Bombie then?
I got to the end zone at approximately, I don't know, 6:30. So it was
kind of late.
Yeah, really.
A little late.
If you're not that into it, Jake, let us know.
I was into it. I just said I knew if I was out too early, it would be a problem. And so I went out at the perfect time. But the night went and how that was at end zone, I went out at a perfect time because I saw, I think half that building are breakers. They listened to the show.
Wow.
So somebody came up to you and said, hi, I'm a breaker, or what happened?
Where's Coach and Sip asked them whether they're not coming out? I will be out here for them.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Just tell me
if
they
go to the game on a Tuesday.
If they go, they're not coming out to the end zone before the game. So, I saw Adam Sippel, your brother.
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah, took a picture with him.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So,
that's worlds collide.
I went back to back from talking to Adam, and then I talked to him to Kirk, the guy that had the "I'm full master" that got kicked out of the game in Sioux Falls. He was also at the bar.
That was that picture.
That was him.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of worlds colliding.
It was incredible.
So we had breakers there at the game.
There's so many breakers. The end zone was, I'm saying, there's like 200 people there. I'd say 100 of them were breakers.
Gee, many Christmas. Really?
Well, they said, love the show. Are Sip and Bill out today? No. Well, he wasn't there. He wasn't at the end zone. Connor was.
Yeah, he's only 16.
So he can't even get in.
Yeah.
I think he could have got in. There were some kids in there.
I feel powerful.
Jake's, I feel powerful walking in.
Just because
Connor's starting to
felt powerful because of the vibe of the fan base is just jacked up. And then the game, we'll get to that in a second, but the game itself delivers the same type of result. And this city is just, the state is alive. And it's fun. And I have to thank on the air, I have to thank Bill for the push because I told you I was not planning to go last night. I didn't have a ticket. I wasn't pushing for a ticket. And then we pushed for, shout out to Tony and Danny from Shelby. Those two were amazing.
Shelby. So I want you to think about this.
From Shelby, Nebraska.
Tony and Danny, what you did for Jake Sorensen and what you did for Connor was a life-changing. They'll remember. Connor will be like our age and be like going, remember one time Nebraska was undefeated? I went to the game. I was in college, and I was working at this radio station, and these people from Shelby gave us their tickets.
Yep.
And they'll remember that forever. Thank you.
Shelby.
Yeah, they were on the aisle, like they were perfect seats.
Wow.
Easy access out, easy access back down. Five rows up in the basket, behind the basket.
Jake, wait a second, five rows up. Which side?
Right by the Husker bench.
I think there's one time that I did think I saw it.
Okay.
They didn't show a really good photo from like a free throw from behind where it was like towards the crowd. We didn't really have as good of that, but I did think I saw Jake. But I noticed that Jake sent the picture of him and Connor, had a selfie right when they got to their seat. Jake had a monster beer.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. Did you sneak one to Connor?
No, I did not. Okay. No, definitely did not. No sips. It was all me.
I guess you could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Flashing back to Bombeck for a second.
Derek Bombeck.
So he'd been there since 4. I get there. I said, hey, do you need a beer? I said, well, sure, I'll take a beer. They were on their sixth beer bucket. Now there's 5 or 6 beers in a bucket, and I think he had 3 or 4 people total.
I can't even comprehend this.
He seemed like he was completely there still.
So the conscious. Place was, but the energy was good.
Oh, the end zone was packed. I mean, the rail yards all packed. Every place is packed. And at 8 p.m., you don't know what to expect on a Tuesday night. And I know that Bill, it did seem you're right. In the first half, it seemed a little bit. Because the team was not playing overly great. It was a tight game. Mm-hmm. And then they end the half on an incredible run, and they just pound them in the second half, and that place was jumping.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. I sent the text out. We're sleepwalking here a little bit.
I did see that.
Yeah, and they were sleepwalking a little bit. And it wasn't like there was like, I did not see horrible effort. Did not see an effort problem. It was a little, and the crowd was sleepy. Early on in the game, the crowd was sleepy. It wasn't
Tuesday night.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
They didn't have if they had like a fast 8-0 run, the crowd didn't right away. It was a back and forth game for the first, I don't know, 15 minutes of it, and then Nebraska pulled away in the first half and never looked back in the second half. But yeah, so they were waiting for that explosive moment, and it finally happened with Sanford hitting some threes and Frager getting involved at the end of the half, and they just carried it over. But I don't know what to say anymore. Like they've won 21 straight games.
I know. And it's not I don't see a loss in sight right now.
I'll play some audio in a second from Dana Altman, who had, was critical of his team, but also very complimentary of Nebraska. Yes, we'll have that quote in a second. But I'm telling you guys, I feel like I'm very nervous. I'm part of a sleep study right now, and I'm not awake. I'm sleeping somewhere.
You feel
this
like
is not this can't be real
dreaming?
Life.
You feel like you're dreaming?
Nebraska basketball has won 21 straight games.
This is weird, isn't it? It is weird.
I'll just go to the text line.
Please do. Group chat.
This is right after I sent out Sammy Sorensen for a name.
Okay, I had like 4 in a row after that point.
That was for most of the steals by Sam. Like that.
Hoiberg.
When Price Sanford is truly on, I don't think any team in the country can beat Nebraska.
I stand by that.
Yeah,
Anyway,
then he says, my God, this team is good.
Yep.
Up 32. I've never had more fun in sports in my life.
I haven't.
This is it.
I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, Nebraska football fan, Nebraska basketball. The Royals, that was a fun World Series, but not compared to this. I have been a Nebraska ball fan since I was a little kid.
Yep.
6 years old.
Since you were little.
Yeah. I remember Vinson Hamilton. I was, that was in late 90s. Right. Deron Liu, you guys were adults. I was a kid at that point. And I'm thinking, hey, this is going to be fun watching these guys forever. No, it has not been fun. They've been terrible and disappointing and the same crap over and over and over again. And now they have just flipped the switch. And they said, we're going to not just be good. We're going to be elite. And I love it.
Talk to us about the interaction with the Fragers.
Okay, thank you for making that up.
Walk us through this.
And Connor can confirm. Connor saw this.
Who took the picture?
Connor did.
Connor took the picture.
So I'll give you we're leaving the stands, you know, as Nebraska has won 90-55 and happy as can be, giving high fives on the way out. And
you're you high-five people?
Oh, high-five everybody. Yeah. The whole section.
Connor was high-fiving people.
Yeah.
A lot of high fives. And then we'll get to the top of the...
It's almost odd to me.
So we're in section 101, again, right behind the hoop with the Husker bench, okay? And we get to the top, and I hear someone say, Jake! Hell. And I said, it's Rick Fragers. Oh, and his wife was with him, too. I came over and said, I bleeping love your son.
Bleeping. He went with an explicitive.
And they laughed.
Said, did you say bleeping?
Or did you say bleeping?
No, I said the word. You said the word. Bleeped out. And they said, well, we love him too. And this is a lot of fun. I said, you're damn right. It's a lot of fun. He's a killer in a great way. He's a damn good basketball player. And you should be proud of him.
Yeah. So, and then there was a photo taken.
They wanted to get a photo. And I said, okay, absolutely. And then I regret the photo I sent you guys. I had the vest on, so I didn't have.
Yeah.
Couldn't see the jacket. So then I took it off, the jacket, the vest off, and Drake's like, "We need another picture, just me and you with that, with that jacket." I said, "Okay." So that's on his phone. I don't have
the jacket's
one.
Very popular.
Oh, that's the Frager. Okay, that's the Frager.
That's that's Frager's mom and dad. Rick and I forget his wife's name.
Oh, you did have you went vest last night.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Well, you got to keep his core warm when you're out.
I didn't wear it during the game. Just on the way out, I took the jacket. I took the vest off during the game.
This he said, I can't breathe.
That's the Friday. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I don't understand.
I can't breathe.
That's what I feel like.
Life doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Yes, I back up everything I texted this morning. I feel the same damn way.
I'm confused.
I'm confused.
I am confused.
Help. He said help.
Oh.
Life doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Sports have never been fun.
Hang on. What's Connor saying? We want Arizona and Iowa State.
I did say that. I said, we want Arizona. We want Iowa State. We want Purdue. Want Duke. Bring them all on. And when Sanford is on, I'm telling you, I don't know who can beat this team.
I don't disagree with you.
He is such a pure shooter. And when he is not missing, this team is a delight to watch. And they're always a delight to watch now. But, wow, they are a different level. We've been away. We said the last couple games they have not been on shooting wise, right?
No, they have not.
They got hot in the Indiana game, but overall did not shoot great in that game. Michigan State did not shoot well, won the game. Ohio State did not shoot well. They came back, and let's go back to the Wisconsin game. They win by 30.
Yeah,
they've now won two Big Ten games by 30 plus points.
That's amazing. It is. That where were they picked in the league?
14th.
That's ridiculous. You can't go by preseason rankings.
14th. This is an Arizona State football story from like a year ago.
Yeah.
Pick dead last and go to the playoffs.
Yeah, he's don't even. They shouldn't have him. But I don't know anybody.
It's
just this.
Right now. It's really hard to know in this portal era, any sport, football, basketball.
Good point.
How it's going
good
to
point.
Mesh? You've got
that's
so many
point.
New players.
Yeah.
It might be it meshes right away. And
yeah,
it's
that's
you
a
know,
great point.
And Rink Mast obviously was here before. Sat out last year. It's the same offense he ran. Jamarcus Lawrence has been here before. He came back.
Nobody saw Frager. I mean,
nobody
in the program they did, I think.
I
Robin, remember Robin always talking about
did they
about him?
See him like this, though?
I don't know. He would take over practices. That's what they'd say.
Well,
so,
I can tell.
And when Robin would say that, I'd roll my eyes like, okay, really, he's taking over. Well, now I don't roll my eyes.
Now
you can see how he took over practice.
Is it not interesting now with a lot of times you'll see Sam in the game, Jacobson in the game.
Yep.
And Frager in the game. And those are three guys that played high school basketball in Nebraska.
That's right.
Yeah, right here.
That's not
Ashland,
normal.
Ashland.
But. Yeah. But I said in the state of Nebraska they played.
Yeah. Right here.
Ashland, Lincoln Pius, and Lincoln
it's
Southwest.
Amazing. I mean, oh, yeah. I agree with you, too. I mean, I didn't even – I hate to say it. I knew that game was going to be like that. I didn't think Oregon would give them a game at all. And they didn't.
I was telling people at – the end zone, they asked me what I think. I said Nebraska will probably win by 12.
Yeah.
78-66. Well, that was wrong.
That's a conservative.
They won by 12 and then some, quite a bit more.
When I first started watching, I was only about 2 minutes in because I went and watched Gigi, me and Laura went and watched Gigi dance. So I got there at about the 17-18 minute mark when I was just getting started. And I go, you know what? I think the game is tied somewhere around 10-10 or something like that. And I go, wow. I go, Oregon's a good looking team.
They're long.
around.
They got length. They look athletic. Everything about it. There's only one thing that they struggle with: basketball. Yeah. Just playing basketball.
That's a great example of the team. When they walk out there, this is going to be tough.
You walk out
there. And when they start playing, you're like, no, there's not.
No, this is not going to be tough. No. Right. And also had bigs, too. And guess what? Their bigs, pretty good. It wasn't like, oh, man, they're just kind of lumbering around. Like, oh, no, not bad.
Now, I know that I am not exactly a full head of hair over here at 34, but Nate Biddle, number 32 for Oregon.
Biddle?
He's going to be bald by next year.
Well, that's okay.
He looked like he's 48 years old.
I love Biddle. I do like his look.
He appears to be 48 years old.
He looked like he played for in the Olympics, like Yugoslavia.
Back in the 80s, right?
Really? Yeah. Yes, back in the 80s, playing the Olympics. Yes, you turn the game on with the wide. Remember the extra wide lane? Yeah. Remember how the lane would kind of flare as it was wider, the international lane? That's what I expect to see. Yes.
How come the lane flared out?
I don't know. There's a wider lane.
I don't get that.
I don't get that one either.
How is Nate Biddle college age? He looks like he's older than me. He looks older than 34 years old, but he's playing college basketball. He had 10 points and a butt kicking last night.
He had 3 rebounds. Now, if you're Dana Altman, you're like, you're 7 foot and you got 3 rebounds.
Come on, brother.
Right? 7 foot. Wow.
And would you believe we'd scored 90 and Rink scores 5?
Wow.
Yep.
That you would have never guessed that one.
No. But that's because Price Stanford had 28 and Frager. I was shocked. Now, I wasn't paying that close attention, so I got up this morning. Frager had 23.
Yeah, him and Price both hit 7 3-pointers each.
7 3-pointers.
They both hit 7.
They're both 7 for 11. Wow. Yeah, and they didn't get the whole key was – well, I mean, not the whole key, but part of the key was they had to keep him off the offensive boards or Oregon because Oregon can't shoot. So I think they rely pretty heavily on offensive.
Nebraska out-rebounded them by 5 overall, 34-29. So
plus 5.
They made the effort there.
It's not going to go well for Oregon.
No.
I don't look at them going like, you know what, I think they'll probably turn it around and finish about 500 in the league. No.
They were without Jackson Shellstad.
That wouldn't it would have made it better, but they would have still got destroyed.
They would have got beat by 25 or 30.
We'll look a little better in the box score. By the way, this is idle chit-chat still, but we'll get to that more in a second. Connor is from Crete.
Crete, yes.
Dana Altman is from Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Connor informed me, you know, check days are a massive deal in early August in Wilbur. Mm-hmm. Connor informed me that Dana Altman is there every year, and he has a good time. Let's go with that.
Is that
comes
right?
back for check days. Thank you. Man, Altman, stock up.
Big time.
Yeah, big time for that.
He confirmed. Now, I have my Connor. Whole life been Connor. Wrong. I have check in my family, and they have said, Kolache. But he says, no, it's a Kolache. You guys said the other day, it's a Kolache.
Kolache.
He says,
this is good now.
He said that Altman will pound Kolaches at the check days and, of course, have some.
Those are
beverages.
Rolls, right?
Yeah, it's like a roll with the jelly type filling.
What are we talking about?
Well, pound Kolache didn't make sense to me. So he eats a lot of rolls.
Dinert brought him in. He brought
Kolaches.
Yeah. So that's what Dana.
It's a lot of Kolache.
Oh, he comes back in early August and has a great time in Wilbur.
We should do a show down there.
That would be fun. We could do that. Is actually possible.
Do we do a late break?
Listen, Connor's in.
Set the studio up right there. Talk to Dana.
Kind of, Dana, that'd come on in. We know you're libated, but let's talk.
Yeah,
libated. Okay. So he goes to check days.
Yes, every year, and he was there for several days. That he is out and about, not hiding. Proud of his city. Proud of being from there.
Nice. Dirk, his brother.
I have to imagine that was tough last night. This is someone, I think we discussed, I think that was his first game back to Nebraska.
I don't know
was
this.
It, as with Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
I don't know this.
I think he's played Creighton and Omaha possibly as the Ducks coach. I don't think he'd been to Lincoln, though, with Oregon. And it did not go well.
This is the second.
Second time? So we. Second I time. Was right. He asked me at the game. I said, I think he's been here before, and Connor wasn't sure. And now he's confirming his second time.
So Connor had no idea.
Yep.
So Connor, you know Dana Altman. You talked to him. And would you please get your facts down a little bit better? We'd appreciate that.
It was the fourth worst loss of his career. Fourth worst. I'm almost like, oh, you've had worse losses.
Worse than that?
Also.
Yeah, beat by 60?
Beat by 50?
Yeah. Also, good point from the text line. Last thing, idle chit-chat.
No, we just keep doing idle chit-chat.
Yeah, it's fine. So when you miss 2 straight free throws, you get chicken. Chick-fil-A.
What do you mean?
It happened twice last night.
The Oregon guys?
Oregon guys, if the opponent misses both free throws in their, you know, their shots, they the fans all get free Chick-fil-A sandwich the next day.
What?
So you I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Did not know
I was hoping you were
I would have been going to the game.
You didn't know that?
They call it Brickin for chicken. Charlie Filet. Shout out to Charlie. Chick-fil-A. Charlie
so if they do it twice?
Charlie Cologne.
Charlie Filet.
Charlie Cologne or Chick-fil-A.
I like that nickname.
I like that. Charlie Filet. Now that's what he is.
Charlie Cologne. Yeah.
Charlie Filet.
Thank you.
Wow. So if you go so there, you get two of them?
I don't think you get two. I think it's if it happens once, you get one chicken sandwich. And so the problem I have is that I have the tickets on my phone. How do I get Connor his ticket? He had to go with me again to Chick-fil-A.
Today I want you and Connor to get in the car.
What's wrong with that?
Get in the Chick-fil-A. Car and head to Chick-fil-A. Get your free sandwiches.
We could do that. It's very possible.
Or you could just deliver them to him.
Yes. I'm not doing
at
that.
At his dorm.
It's either with me or not.
Are you in
all.
A dorm? Or in a house?
Okay.
Are you down in the bottoms? Oh.
Do you know what the bottoms
are? He didn't even know.
I lived in the bottoms.
His face is like he didn't even know what the bottoms were.
Yeah, I lived at Claremont for you.
Don't say that.
Interesting things happened down there.
Don't say that.
Well, here I am safe. I'm good. But there's some interesting things that happened in the bottoms.
40 what in Fremont?
40-something in Fremont.
40-something in Fremont. He lives way out then. Yeah, he's
48th in Fremont. That's by the Casey's over there. The Casey's at 48th in Fremont.
Oh, God.
I drove by that road every day in the way of the old station for years.
We're kind of in the same neighborhood if you ever need a ride or anything.
He's right by Havelock. He's right by Havelock.
Yeah.
Go to Havelock.
Wow.
Come on, Connor.
Connor, you're in the industrial district.
You'll see the aisles and
Arnold's. Industrial district.
It kind of is industrial. It is industrial.
It's the industrial complex.
Absolutely it is.
Wow.
That's where he's at.
Somebody
said right now, get in the car and drive to 48th and Fremont. There's no chance I get there.
Oh, come on.
I'd be driving around forever.
No.
It's
kind of a thoroughfare.
It's just south the Cornhusker Highway.
Yeah.
It's the first road south of Cornhusker on 48th Street.
Over by the old steakhouse?
No, that's 33rd.
Okay.
33rd and Cornhusker.
My favorite part is I drove by there the other day. There's still a big sign, the steakhouse. And it's been closed for 30 years.
No, not 30.
I think 15.
Yeah.
At least 15, 30. 30. A long time. I think more than 20. Yeah, but just the sign's still up. Steakhouse.
And it's a car place.
It's a car place.
B&DR.
There's a lot of cars in that lot that I wouldn't buy.
You've already had trouble with the used car deal when you had that statement in the paper. And you got yourself lost your job.
Lost my job, yes. Wow, that was a big night for you guys.
It was.
No, you didn't even say, though, was the meeting with Connor smooth?
No, let's go back to the show. I said I think I'll have Connor meet me at about 7:40 to 7:45.
Okay.
I believe that me and Connor met at about 7:43, right in the middle of that.
Okay.
Was he outside?
He was outside.
Was it frigid?
No, it wasn't frigid. It was about in the upper 40s, probably. It was pretty nice.
Cold.
It wasn't cold.
And Connor's waiting.
He was waiting, yep. He told me at... let's see what time he texted me at, that he was out and ready to meet up. He texted me, at 7:37, so that's proper. He didn't text me like at 7:15, like, hey, I'm out here. I told you 7:40. That's fine. Well done.
What would a bad text time?
Well, if I say, hey, I want to meet between 7:40 and 7:45, and you text me, I'm here at 7:15, I say, I'm not ready yet.
What's the cutoff, though? Like, what would be inappropriate?
Like 7:30, probably. Okay. That's too early. Okay. I mean, 7:15 is way too early, but 7:30 is probably
a nice job then of handling
this. He did.
This.
And he was in the game. He was energetic. A good fan.
Did you guys high-five each other?
Yeah, at least.
This is amazing.
27 times probably.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Just you and Connor high-five.
Well, this is unity.
I high-fived the whole group around
the four-legged stool.
This.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's AURA.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Got to build a new stool.
The four-legged stool. Connor's really fitting in.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a great job. He really is. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data to help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey said he studies Fred. He studies Fred on just on his demeanor.
He should.
His adjustments, how he handles situations.
He studies Fred.
He's a student of Fred.
And he always is.
He's calm. He
stoic.
Studied that Fred had some rough waters.
Leadership.
Sometimes there's some rough waters in ag. And guess what? How do you stay? Steady. That's what he is. So Joey said he does a deep dive into Fred.
Really?
Yes. And just and everything about
that
Fred.
That makes
yes.
sense.
And so that's why.
Knowing Joey, I don't know him, but.
That's the calmness in Joey, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice.
Joey's pretty stoic.
Very stoic.
When he sat in for me that day,
he was
stoic.
He was very stoic.
Yeah.
To the point we could hardly get a word out of him. We had to kind of prod him a little bit to get some words out of him.
But you know, he was here on time though.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
He came right out of the Hampton. Yes.
Speaking of, can I just say
he did say this morning something about the Hampton.
It's gorgeous if you look, like you can't see it now out our window. You can see it, but you can't see it in its full glory. If you stand over by that restaurant, which is
called Dish.
Yeah. And just look at it and size it up for what it is. It is gorgeous.
You feel like you're in Manhattan.
Yeah.
You feel like you're downtown.
You wouldn't know. You're
not Manhattan, Kansas.
You're not Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas.
The Big Apple, not the Little Apple.
This is Big Apple.
Manhattan.
When you walk out, you feel like you're in Times Square.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. The way they light. I don't know how you describe that lighting, like partial lighting. You know, the lighting that goes up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's beautiful. What a prize that is.
Brian in Buffalo.
We'll get to the game.
Buffalo in Buffalo.
NY?
Yeah. He says, you can do a show from check days at your normal time. They literally party all day and all night. They'll be up partying at 6 a.m.
How would that be?
I don't know. What do you think?
Pass me a Hefeweizen. Let's go. 6 a.m.
They're up like... Oh, there's Bearded Ben.
There's Ben.
If you're curious.
If you're, yeah.
He's got some donuts.
He's got donuts.
Never let it down.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
Ben's here.
No.
Ben's here. I could use a donut.
Yeah, well, you got some donuts there. Yeah.
John went to the game. I hope we see John.
Yeah, well, John, yep, he's not here.
John.
He told us he had to head back to Holdridge at 6 a.m. I said, why?
Why?
Why not 7?
He's not going to be here.
He'll stop. I guess he at least stops in. After a game like that, he's not just, he's showing.
He better show.
Bearded Ben.
Want to see John. So last night again, final score 90-55. This was a 39-point lead with 2:31 to go. Nebraska just absolutely rolls Oregon. Some stats. Huskers 17 of 36 on threes. Oregon 6 for 23. I was telling Bill before the show, look at the plus minus. Look at this box score. I mean,
I was looking at
the plus minus for Oregon is unbelievable. They got guys minus 30.
Yeah.
Minus 28 starters. Sam is plus 39 for Nebraska.
How is that possible? And Frager's plus 36. They're plus 39 and 36.
That's incredible.
I mean, you're plus 39?
Oregon didn't have one plus.
No, the best they had was minus 5, Drew Carter off the bench. That's it. Nebraska has guys at plus 14, Barrique, Price plus 30, Rink plus 21, and didn't play great in the game. Hoiberg. Plus 39, Jamarcus plus 28,
mm-hmm.
Frager plus 36, Kale plus 11. And Kale, 9 points. I mean, he hit a three, he drove the ball. Like, this is why the team is legit, because their bench players are good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Frager, of course, is a guy that's a starter that's on the bench.
Yeah, he's a starter.
A great player off the bench. Just a reminder, his stats, he was 8 of 13 last night, 7 for 11 on threes, 23 points. Another great dunk for him, 3 rebounds.
That's his career high, obviously. Or did he have...
I think that's his career high.
I got it right here. He had 21 against West Georgia. Do you remember that?
I do. I saw his parents before that game, too.
You're friends with the parents.
You're here right now.
This is really... You do have an in.
I think we're friends. I think we are.
It'll be like Christmas cards exchanged. I think there will be.
Now, we had a beer the first time. We didn't have a beer last night.
Was there any discussion that it was brought up that that there's a chance that we you might name your child
Braden. Prager. We didn't bring that one up in front of him.
Could you name a girl Braden?
You probably
could.
Yep, I think you could. Yeah.
You absolutely could name a girl Braden. Braden Frager had 21 against West Georgia.
23 last night.
23 last night. He's getting into freak territory. You just keep him off the bench, though, right? You don't think about putting him in the starting lineup.
No, do not change the way the things go.
Jake's not changing the lineup.
No, you won't. You wouldn't, right? Bill, you wouldn't do it.
I don't even know who's. I pay zero attention of who starts and doesn't start.
You don't?
Do people pay attention to that?
I think so.
How many times have you seen somebody start and they don't play hard the rest of the game?
That's an interesting take. Yeah. I get that. I hear people say, it doesn't matter who starts. It matters who's on the floor at the end.
Yeah, at the critical times or how many minutes do they get.
I don't know.
He's a starter, but he played 9 minutes and his backup, you know, played 31. Yeah. I'm like, I'll be the backup.
I'm 100%
in. You guys mentioned this, the fact that Nebraska pummels them. They win by 35, and Rick Mast took 4 shots in the game.
They're really good.
They didn't need him. He played 16 minutes. Now he had foul trouble. But they're up a million in the second half. He's like, okay, let's rest Rick. We don't need him. We're up by 30. Rick, take the night off, my friend.
No, Jake, you're right about them. They're a scary team.
They're terrifying.
Do you think Fred said that to Rink? My friend, take the night off. We're up 30.
I hope he said just like that.
Rink, my friend.
Maybe did.
Yeah. Fred Hoiberg, postgame. Are you and the team satisfied? Hoiberg.
My message was the same to our guys. Are you satisfied? Not one person in there said they are. We appreciate the support more than I think anybody realizes. You hear it early in the introductions, the Husker Power chant. And it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference for us. If we're going through a lull, we need them to help pick us up at times. And, my message was the same to our guys. Are you satisfied? Not one person in there.
It was the same quote back again.
See, now, if this is...
What if a couple, 3 or 4 guys? I am. We've been here for a bad day. Hey, Fred, I've been here for some bad times, man.
I feel different right now.
This is way different, Fred.
I feel kind of like Jake.
I feel powerful.
Is this real?
Coach Hoiberg, I can't breathe.
Help.
Help. Fred.
Jamarcus. I need help.
Jacobson. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
How is this good, Coach? I don't understand.
This is crazy.
Do you see Sorensen out there?
Get that jacket on. He's going crazy.
Jacket on.
Help.
Help. It's the greatest time of my life. Fred, this is the greatest time of my life.
I've never had more fun.
I've been following you forever.
Ever.
It's been terrible. Oh.
Now, Sip, you did reference to something that a potential kiss of death from Dana Altman in postgame.
Here's, I'm surprised he said
here's this. Dana Altman after the game on what that kiss of death was.
They're really good. They're really connected offensively and defensively. Defensively, really impressed. I think Ken Palm has them like 15th analytically. And I think that's a big difference from some of their previous teams. And I think it's something that'll carry them when we've had some success, either in the season or in the tournament. Defense is such a big part of it because you're not going to shoot it well every night. And so I think their defensive activity, is really good. And I think that's going to keep them in a lot of ball games. And, I think, they're going to hate to jinx them, but... I think they're going to get the monkey off their back. And it's hard to tell from our performance tonight, but I think they're going to be really good. And, we have had some runs. It's an embarrassment for a program that's been to 5 Sweet 16s, a couple of Elite Eights, and a Final Four to have a performance like that. I'm embarrassed for our program. I'm sure our fans are going to have a lot of things to say about that one.
Dana Altman, postgame.
It's okay they said that. It's pretty evident that they're Nebraska's. They're just really good. None of this really surprises me that much after the Illinois game. I mean, that's when you knew, okay, they're definitely real. I know you're going to push back on that, But they're just – now I don't know if you'll push back.
Well, yeah, why would he push back?
They won by 35 points.
I know that. I know you're going to push back. Like, what are you even talking about?
I get pushed back a lot. But that they're really good.
I mean, here's the thing, though.
You just got to come to terms with it.
Yeah, you, I had fans text me saying, I'm nervous. This is a letdown game.
Oh, my God. I was not nervous at all.
I said, listen, I know you're using teams of the past. It's
right.
It's like Cincinnati said, we are not past Indiana.
That's irrational. I got that yesterday, too, from people.
Right.
It's
but
irrational.
Fans are irrational.
Sipple, haven't you watched this program over the years? You of all people. I'm like, why does it matter at all?
For this year.
Like, what does 1998 have to do with
yeah,
right
I don't,
now?
I don't think when New Mexico State beat Nebraska I don't think right now that Price is that concerned with that. I don't think he's like going to watch the game last night. Like, I mean the night before the game. Well, I watched that NCAA loss.
Sipple, did you see what happened to him 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does it matter at all? It doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Tell you what stands out with them? Fitness.
Does it?
They don't get tired.
They don't look tired.
No.
They don't look tired
even
out there ever.
You know,
I mean, they're up and down.
Good.
And that allows you to play really good defense. Yeah. You don't see them, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, they're
God,
going.
God, you're right. Indiana game. I'm telling you, those last 8 minutes, Indiana, just rewatch it.
Yep.
They couldn't get anything.
They wore down, didn't they?
Well, they wore down. They couldn't. And Nebraska was like Bill said. They were so dialed up on defense. Indiana could get nothing unless they got lucky, unless the ball squirted and the guy got a good look because of some lucky occurrence. That's
the most common statement in sports is defense travels. That's the most common. It's like defense travels. That's what you always say. Defense travels. Sometimes offense isn't gonna click like you thought it would. But defense travels, and that's what's worked for him, and it's carried him.
And, you know what else carries?
What?
They don't turn the ball over.
No.
Yeah. Six turnovers.
Sam is, I think he's one of the leaders in the country in turnover ratio. He was 5-0 yesterday. 5 assists, no turnovers. Jamarcus Lawrence, 4 assists, no turnovers. Those are your primary ball handlers. Had no turnovers. Your primary ball handlers.
Sam had 6 steals.
He had 6 steals. But they don't turn it over. They're very smart. They're old. And I know old doesn't always equate, but a lot of times it does. They're old and good. And you're right about Sanford. If he's on, I don't know what you do with them.
Again, he's been truly on about 3 to 4 times this year. He's been good for most games, but he's not been this on. Oh, just a couple of times.
Is he a quick release? That's a quick
release. Yes, he's quick. You can't block that shot.
Quick release, yeah. He's 6'5", 6'6".
He looks like someone that should have been in Hoosiers, the movie.
Yes, he does.
If they did Hoosiers 2, he would definitely have a chance.
Why do you say that?
Just looks like it. It looks like one of the guys from Hoosiers.
He does.
He's got the look.
Yeah, he's not. He wouldn't be Jimmy Chitwood.
No.
Now, we have an important question before we get to break here. Is that
from the Breakers?
No, just for me.
Oh.
Do I need to go to Evanston this weekend to
watch
Nebraska Northwestern?
100. If you don't go, Jake, it'd be a big letdown to the stool.
I think I'm
considering
like
doing
$10
it.
Tickets.
Bill,
we're not going to do a GoFundMe, I'll tell you that.
No, we're not doing that.
Don't bring that one up.
I got a little
nurse got angry.
The nurse in California didn't like that one.
People trying to get a funeral put together, and Jake's trying to get free tickets. Is there anyone that could? Yes,
I think I have to go.
I think I have to go. Jake, you do have to go.
You know what could happen down there? It could be a takeover.
There's going to be a lot of Nebraska
you
fans.
You won't be the only Nebraska.
Would I enjoy that or what?
Would you enjoy that high fiving? How do we?
I'll make sure the jacket's clean for that. I'll wash the jacket before that.
Can you get clearance from Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, she'd understand. I'll be back Sunday.
Well, Elizabeth has to understand. This is his greatest year.
Yeah,
this is it.
Like the Dolphins. The Dolphins have never done it for me. Nebraska basketball has never done it for me. They finally are.
His Nebraska cap.
Right here. Look at that. Right there. Boom. I'm wearing it. Proud.
Jake, are you thinking about Evanston seriously?
I really
am. You got to go.
I'm considering Minnesota next weekend, too. They play at Minneapolis next Saturday.
You would go next Saturday.
Yeah. I'm considering both.
Maybe you'd go with Robin. I'm not. Listen, dudes are dudes. I shouldn't even have brought that up. But Robin's going.
I'd figure something out.
Robin's going.
We're in the early stages of it. It's a couple days away.
Today's
Wednesday. Let me ask this. Can we get Keith? Well, we'll text Keith, man. Can Keith should be able to get Jake tickets.
I can get tickets.
I don't need. You mean a press pass?
What's that?
You mean
a press pass?
He can't have
too.
A press pass.
I want Jake. I don't
this
want
is not happening.
I don't want to be in the
no,
press section.
He doesn't
section.
Want to be because he's going to be out of control.
I don't want to be in the press. I have to mute myself there and calm down. That's not how I want to watch this team right now. I have to buy a ticket. But I did see Keith Mann's nephew, I believe, last night.
Yes, you did.
Mitch Mann.
Yeah, he listens to the
he's
show.
He's a massive, massive breaker. He says, I don't miss the show. He says, I do not miss
oh,
a single show.
Mitch. His what?
Is it nephew or is that?
Is it his cousin? Or
probably
his,
cousin.
Sure, it's not his brother?
He's got no, a lot of, I don't think he says. What did I say?
He's got brothers, too.
Mitch would be
he's
his
from the farm.
Brother-in-law?
Keith grew up on a farm. I did not know. You guys probably did. I did not know that Keith's from a farm.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. I do not see Keith all of a sudden feeding the chickens. And
he did.
And,
I think he
and,
said nephew. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't nephew. I don't know what he was.
I don't see Keith on a tractor.
Well, he was a farmer.
In golf clothes, driving around a tractor.
I think he wore coveralls.
Did he?
No joke. Yeah. I know his brother. I know Keith's
well,
brother.
I saw Mitch. Mitch is a big, loyal, avid breaker.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for breakers.
I would call Keith a breaker. He weighs in.
Morning, he weighs Keith. In. Oh, he listens.
We saw Keith. I saw Keith on TV a lot last night.
He was on TV a lot. He did.
He has
the headphones on.
He has a true front row seat, man.
Yeah, he's right there.
He's very aware of it. He never.
He's aware and calm.
Yeah.
You know, you also like, hey, look at Keith Mann's losing it.
Can you imagine me in that seat?
No.
Yeah, no.
I'd have a camera saying, look at this idiot over here.
Yeah. You'd be yelling at the officials.
Yes. They'd come over for a review and he'd be like, what are you even looking at?
Throw my head out.
Why are you even looking at that?
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Turn around.
It's off Oregon. It was clear.
Jake, you work for the university.
Yes.
Troy Dannon would have you. You would
I'd be accosted, I think.
Yeah, you would be. What are you even looking at? What are you even looking at?
All of a sudden, second half, where's Sorensen? He's been removed. Dannon removed him.
It's a daily occurrence.
What
every
are
game.
You even looking at?
Huskers win 90-55. 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday at Evanston against Northwestern. Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, Bill, where should the Breakers go today?
Basketball, Bert! Hoy, Bert!
And, of course, Early Bird open right now until 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th and K with free and spacious parking.
Yeah, that's important because there will be a lot of people who lined up for Fred today.
They will.
Yeah. We'll get there at 9:05.
Fred will be there at 9:05.
Yeah, that's what we
think. Take questions. What kind of questions?
Prepare your questions for Fred.
Is it true that some of the team couldn't breathe after the game?
They're so enthralled. They
can't breathe.
Breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. 19th and K. Early
Go!
Bird.
No. Changing it up. I about screwed it up. I got all excited. We love Fred.
I thought it was We Love Fred there.
No,
I think you said Go Big Fred. Then we said
Go Big Fred. That's what it was. I screwed my own line up.
Do it again. Just
try
it again.
I screwed my own line up.
Just do it.
Go Big Fred.
We love Fred.
You got it.
You
got
to get that going in the stadium.
I can do that. When we come back, Audition for Nebraska football. Discuss that next and early break in the ticket.